Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Gab, I tell you what, I'm a little bit nervous if I'm honest. We have a special guest in the studio.
Are you nervous?
I'm blushing.
Yeah, well, we do have Vanessa Amorosi in studio with us right now. Vanessa, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to Townsville. Welcome to 3.1.
Thank you.
You've been here for a couple of days now, so how are you enjoying the beautiful weather?
I love it. I love being here. This is like a chance for me to have a little bit of a vacay between of craziness.
Well, because where are you actually located now? Because you've been living in the States for a few years. Are you back in Australia now or just here to release your new music?
No. I've been back and forth the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks I disappeared just because I don't post anything on social media.
If you're not on social media,
you don't exist.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It didn't happen.
It's just been recently since I've come back where I'm like, you know, I've got to really give people an insight to what's going on. But I've done a ton of music. I did do a lot of stuff in LA music-wise, in and out of different studios, and then also a lot of music stuff here. But now I'm just doing stuff publicly. But yes, I've got a little boy now who's mm-hmm. three, so now juggling that on top of in and out of making music.
So did you sort of make that transition over to the US and back and forth? Was it career-wise or personal reasons that you had
really
over there?
Great opportunities. Around 2011, I started trying to write another record, but I was just writing really crappy songs. And every one of them I was just not excited about. So I just thought now's the time for me to put myself in, you know, unusual, uncomfortable situations and hope that that fire sparks again. And I got a really good opportunity in LA, so I went over there and it just went longer than I planned, really.
Speaking of fire, you were affected by the wildfires in California as well, weren't you?
Yeah, it was craziness. I mean, I know that I have a lot of people that in Australia that have experienced fires, and I've always lived on a country block in the middle of nowhere, so I was always prepped for fires, but this was the first time I've actually experienced it being on my property and unloading animals and stuff like that. Yeah, it's definitely an experience.
Does that influence your music, going through something like that?
It just brings a reality to what's really important. Mm. You know, it really makes you focus on, all right, cool. Like, you lose the valuable things and insurance and dealing with all that garbage. But then you do sit back and you go, well, the good thing is that I don't have to live being upset about leaving animals on the property or those type of things. So,
well, you're speaking to a town that has, that can relate to that.
You're still in recovery mode.
Well. So, still in recovery mode. Floods devastate. You wouldn't be able to tell looking outside, but.
I know, it absolutely looks perfect at the moment. And it was the same in LA, like everything seemed great after 3 days and it was like, you know, the devastation goes on and it really does for a really long time. It's still happening now. Mm. But that was the first thing that I made sure, the baby was out and it was really like, okay, what cars can accommodate what? I have 9 rescue dogs.
Oh my God.
So that was a bit of a mission because some dogs can't go with the other dogs. Oh. They like try to kill each other. And it was like, all right, so who's going in this car? Who's going in that car? I also have a bunch of goats and my neighbor's got a goat farm. So he literally cut the fences and let them run up the hill because you're advised to not let them run on the road because it blocks people.
How are the goats? So,
the goats survived, and it was actually traumatizing just thinking about that.
Yeah.
You know, it was hot. Even from such a distance away, you could still feel that heat. It was like how to, but obviously their instinct kicks in and they just outrun it.
Yeah.
So who takes care of the farm at the moment?
I've actually got 2 girls, I love them to death, that go and spoil my animals while I'm gone. But yesterday, just before flying out here, I had all these messages going, oh my God, what do I do? Oh, who do I call? Something's going on. And I was like, what the hell? And apparently they sent me a picture, but the picture never came through. And I rang freaking out like, oh my God, something's like, I need a vet. And I'm starting to look for all the vet numbers and start to call emergency vets out to the property. And it was my goat had babies. And one of the babies was literally getting born in front of her. She's like, what do? I think it's stuck. Do I have to pull it? And I was trying to guide her through this, and it was the most bizarre experience. But, yeah, that's what happened on the way up here.
How did you guide her?
Pregnant.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
They're all girls.
Did you?
They're all girls, I swear on my life.
Got maybe loose on the wildfire. They would have been waiting around.
You know
some
what?
More fire started
burning. This is what I think happened. When I evacuated them, I brought them to where I had my horse resting, and I think some goats got to her.
They got in.
So you said you were talking her through it and giving her advice. How do you have knowledge of goat birthing?
I've lived on a farm my whole life, and people are always like, literally when I was younger, all the time, they were like, don't talk about being on a farm. It's not rock star. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about your horses. Don't talk about your dogs. And I've always been a huge country person. I've had every animal you can think of, from babies to goose to chickens to, like, from little tiny babies. I've hand-reared goats, sheep, cows, everything.
Well, I grew up on farms as well.
Yeah.
So you know, like sheep, horses, all of that's kind of the same thing when you go into labour.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, anyway, I'm not an expert.
So. But let's go back to the music. Yeah, goats. Enough about goats having babies. You've just released your new single. We played it for the first time yesterday on the show. It is amazing. What was the inspo behind that?
It's all about karma and just being able to walk away from toxic situations. Mm. And, you know, this song is pretty risky, especially with what's going on music-wise out here. And part of that really excites me, that it's different and it's like the true form of that art. I haven't gone back into reproducing it, making it different, sound different, and I haven't gone in there and gone, let's get rid of the low vocals because no one likes it that low. So
we
I've kind of left it that
raw. About the low vocals.
Yeah, like back in the day, if I was to do stuff that was idling that low, which yeah. I did, I had a song called Every Time I Close My Eyes that went down there, but it was just never appealing. Apparently.
Well, we're excited. We're so excited that you're back in Australia with new music that we can play here at Hit 103.1. And it's just a bit of a blast from the past. We're just loving it.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.